You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech? The rise of digital authoritarianism. There's an organization called Freedom House that tracks freedom on the net around the world. It just released its annual report. The results? Not good. Turns out that the coronavirus has given governments around the world an excuse to crack down on citizens. In 45 countries, journalists have been arrested for writing about the virus, writing stories governments don't like. In 12 countries, the internet has been shut down completely. In others, citizens have lost their rights to free speech. In lots of places, the government has set up surveillance technology that is not medically necessary. I am all in favor of smart contact tracing run by the government. The government can protect its citizens' freedoms, provide medically useful information about whether somebody has been exposed to the coronavirus, provide useful information about quarantine. That is great. But if you're going to build a system saying you're going to do that, but you don't protect the citizens' data and you don't actually use it for health purposes, you just tell people to set up webcams in their home or wherever, and you use that data for other purposes, that is not good. That is not right. The great promise of the internet 20 years ago, 25 years ago, was that it was going to enable freedom, digital organizing, free speech, all kinds of wonderful things. And we've seen over time that digital authoritarianism has been on the rise. And we know that coronavirus accelerates trends that existed before like this. So it seems, though all the data in the report isn't grim, but it seems like digital authoritarianism is on the rise and coronavirus is partly to blame. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.